सुसाइकलतों पर एकोपियांक मोचो माई मोगाचो योकारा फ्रेंकी फर्नांडिस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सन तुमका यो गोइचो खबरो कोकनीतल्यान पाविता आज फेब्रुवारीची 15 तारीख सुरवातेक खबर गोयचे दाय सांबाळपाची चोड गरज हाचो उलो तृणमूल काँग्रेस हाचो बेंगॉलचो मेंबर ऑफ पार्लमेंट डेरिक ओब्रायन हाणे भारताच्या पार्लमेंटान केलो. ताणें गोयचे खारवी भाव तशेंच रेंदेर आनी गोयचे कांय विशयावयर हाचेर Parliamentan ulilo.
Smaller states really get a chance to have their voices heard here, sir. So I'm happy today to raise the issue of the need to preserve the rich coastal culture of Goa. Sir, the coastal culture of Goa is basically on two communities. One is the fishing community with all their great traditions and the toddy tapping community. So these are the two communities. Now, the vibrant communities in these fishing villages, I've been there once or twice and seen myself, sir, they have a great tradition. But now they're going through, sir, an existential crisis. And for a variety of reasons. Primarily because of the CRZ or the coastal regulation zones. As a result, sir, these fishermen, they can't build homes, they can't do up their homes, they can't park their boats, all kinds of problems, sir. Worse than that, the trawlers are also coming and robbing them of their livelihood. Sir, the issue here is affecting 20,000 fishermen, about 1 lakh people in this community, sir. Tough times for them. So one more issue in Goa, sir, on the same issue of saving ecology. Sir, salt pans. This is an old Goa tradition of using the salt pans. From the salt pans, they extricate salt. That too, sir, is under trouble. These should be preserved as heritage sites, sir. We appeal to the government to save the fishermen, to save Goa. Like the Supreme Court said, don't turn it into a concrete jungle. We must protect that, sir.
Hey, Khobar. सुलेमान सिद्दीकी जाका गोंयचे पुलीस हाणें गोंयचे लँडस्केप हे केसीन अरेस्ट केल्लो आसा हाणें आतां आरोप केला की ताचेर गोंयचे पुलीस हाणें प्रेशर घातलो की ताणें आम आदमी हाचो गोंयचो मुखेली एडवोकेट अमित पालेकर हाचेर गरजे भायर आरोप करचे म्हूण. सुलेमान सिद्दीकी हाणें दुसरे पावट अरेस्ट करचे आदीं आपलो दुसरो व्हिडियो हातून एडवोकेट अमित पालेकर हाचेर आरोप केल्लो की ताणें गरजे भायर कांय गोंयचे पुलीस अधिकारी आनी बीजेपीचे आमदार हे लँडस्केमांत गुतल्यात म्हूण. एडवोकेट अमित पालेकर हाणें सांगले की गोंयचे पुलीस विरोधी पक्षाच्या लोकांचेर केसीस घालतात आनी हाचेर चौकशी जावची म्हण.
सेकंड व्हिडिओ वेर यू आर सेईंग दॅट की ते पहिले व्हिडिओ काढिल्ले ते हांवें काढूंक लायिल्ले म्हणून ताका आनी हांवें त्याच वेळार सांगिल्ले की दॅट व्हिडिओ विच वॉज रिलीज सेकंड डेचो तो कोणी रिलीज केलो खंयच्यान तो खंय पावलो हाजो सोर्स पुलिसांनी फायंड आउट करचो म्हणून आनी तातूंत जे स्टेटमेंट केलें ते वेरीफाय करचे ते वाचता म्हणून दिसताले म्हणून. आज जर हो स्टेटमेंट हांव नको हांवें आयकूंक ना पूण तुमकां जर मिडियाक तांणी जर सांगला ही गजाल जाल्यार हातल्यान हांवें त्याय दिसा सांगिल्लें की एक दीस असो येतलो की सत्य भायर येतलें म्हणून. सो ही कर्तूत कोणी केली आनी केन्ना केली आनी कशी केली हें म्हाका दिसता फायंड आउट करचें पडटलें आनी वेरर क्रायम ब्रांच ऑफिसर्स आर इनवॉल्वड इन दीस हें फायंड आउट करचें पडटलें कारण विदाउट देयर गन पॉयंट कोणी केलो कोणी खंयच्या ऑफिसरान केलो आनी खंयच्या ऑफिसर आशिल्ले हाजेर इन्क्वायरी जावची पडटली आनी पुलीस डिपार्टमेंटान म्हाका दिसता जी आज चल्ला पुलीस डिपार्टमेंट ज्या तरेन फंक्शनींग करता दीस शोज रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ देयर फंक्शनींग बेजिकली एज टू वॉट दे कॅन मॅनिपुलेट. सो एक गोष्ट आय ऑलवेज न्यू दॅट दॅट देर वॉज एब्सोल्युटली नो ट्रूथ इन दॅट व्हिडियो दे वर ट्रायंग टू इम्प्लिकेट मी इन दॅट पर्टिक्युलर थिंग आनी गरजे भायर ताजो वापर करून पॉलिटिकल वापर करपाक सोदताले. हातल्यान एक गोष्ट स्पश्ट जाली की जो सेकेंड व्हिडियो जो आसा तो फेक व्हिडियो आनी तो ताका कोणी तरी काडपाक लायिल्लो. आतां तो कोणी लायिल्लो काडपाक कित्याक लागून काडपाक लायिल्लो आनी पुलिसांचो तातूंत कितलो इनवॉल्वमेंट आसा तें म्हाका दिसता आय थिंक पुलीस वील बी एबल टू टॅल यू बेटर बट दीस इज शॉकिंग एन्ड एब्सोल्युटली शॉकिंग फ्रॉम द पॉयंट ऑफ व्यू दॅट what extent can police go to implicate opposition je leaders asa tanka kashe tarin trash karpak ja jale police kire karpak kashe extent ak vasu shakta atun sarkaracho hat asu shakta
gelle kay varsha goiche tourism ang bharpur mar bosla odik karun baile deshantle paryatak goyat yopache une jalyat haka gunyavkar goiche tourism minister सांगता काँग्रेस पक्षाचो आल्दोनचो आमदार एडवोकेट कालूस अल्वारीस फरेरा हाणें गोंयचो ट्युरिझम मिनिस्टर रोहन काउंटी हाचो बदली करची म्हण मागला.
लायसन्स आफ्टर लायसन्स, परमिशन आफ्टर परमिशन, पीपल आर रनिंग थिंग्स ओवर देअर ऑन द बीच विदाउट एनी लायसन्स. हाउ डज इट हॅपन? डू यू वॉन्ट टू से द टुरिझम डिपार्टमेंट इज नॉट अवेअर ऑफ दिस थिंग्स? यू हॅव अलाउड दिस B&B टू कम इन. आय वॉज स्पीकिंग अबाउट B&B इन द असेंब्ली. वॉट इज दिस? आय कॉल इट अनदर रॅकेट गोईंग ऑन. द B&B परमिशन इज गिव्हन फॉर 5 years अँड देन नो डॉक्युमेंट. यू कॉल इट फास्ट ट्रॅक, ease of business you call it. And what has come out of it? No license, no permission, no conversion, panchayat fees not paid, nothing paid, and they only pay the tourism department. And you know it. I can believe it to be official and unofficially you're paid. And they say, no, when people have complained, I've got written with me, people have complained, they have told them orally, no, when the renewal comes, we will see. That means 5 years you're going to suffer them? First, I think tourism minister should be changed. Kita, you see, the decline of tourism has come from them.
Yeah, Vishavir. बाणाले गावचो खारवी भाव पेले फेर्नांडीस सांगता गोंयांत पर्यटकांक सर्वीस दिता ती आनी खंयच्याच जगांत मेळना आनी ताकाच लागून भायल्या देशांतले ट्युरिस्ट गोंयांत लायक करता.
ट्युरिजम वयर सकल जायत वयता आनी देट इज लायफ आमगे. पूण मरे हे आमगे युट्यूबर, इंस्टाग्राम, फेसबूक नाही, गोंयकार देवन गोंयचे भायले आहाय ते बेस्ते गोंयचे नांव पेडे कोताय. ट्युरिजम इज व्हेरी बॅड, ट्युरिजम बरें ना आनी आमगे गोंयकार बरी सर्वीस दिनाय, शेकवाल सर्वीस दिनाय, टॅक्सीकार सर्वीस दिनाय, वॉटर स्पोर्ट्स, गेस्ट हाऊस मारोग आनी टॅक्सी मारोग, एवरीथींग मारोग म्हूण बेस्ते नांव पेडे कोताय. म्हाका जाला दिसोता लास्ट 35 years हांव ट्युरिजम आहा पोस्टी सोरसा. गोंयकार सर्वीस दिताय ते न्ही आख्या वर्ल्डा दिवपा नाय, कित्या आमी आख्खे जर्मनी, इंग्लंड, दुबय तेश भोंवन येवपा मनीस. वे यू फ्रॉम? वी आर फ्रॉम गोवा. म्हळ्यार मरे ते सारके हॅपी जाताय गोंयकारू. गोवा इज अ ब्युटिफूल बीच, इज ब्युटिफूल मून.
तर ह्यो जावन आसल्यो आमच्यो कोंकणींतल्यान खबरो सुसेगाद दोंपार मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सावन. मेळुया दुसऱ्या सुमारात, ते मेरेन मोग आसून दी.
करिता मुरक्याचा आसता म्हज्या विचाराक जबाब दिवन तूं कित्याक लजता. ते काळी चिरून पयता फकत तुकाच रावता. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, बेगीन दी म्हाका मोगाचे उदक. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, तुजे म्हाका दी मजे काळीच तुका वर. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, बेगीन दी म्हाका मोगाचे उदक. ओ मारिया, तुजे म्हाका दी मजे काळीच तुका वर. हांव तुकाच रावता सांग मोगा कितें करूं. काळीज डॉक्टर जाता सांग कोणाक उलो मारूं. दर्या चडूंक सोदता म्हजे मोगाचे तारू. आतां सपनां दिसता तूं सांग हांव कोणाक वेगेन दवरू. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, बेगीन दी म्हाका मोगाचे उतर. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, तुजे म्हाका दी मजे काळीच तुका वर. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, बेगीन दी म्हाका मोगाचे उतर. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, तुजे म्हाका दी मजे काळीच तुका वर. ते फावटी मुंडात म्हण फुल्ल्यो. कित्याक एकमेकाच्या दोंग्यान करून त्यो वयर चल्ल्यो. काजारी दादल्या फाटल्यान बोंदात आंकवार चल्ल्यो. आनी म्हज्या फाटीक लागल्यात बाया काजारी बायलो. देखून मारिया, ओ मारिया, बेगीन दी म्हाका मोगाचे उतर. ओ मारिया, ओ मारिया, मोजे म्हाका दी मोजे काळीज तुका वर ओ मारिया हे मारिया बेगीन दी म्हाका मोगाचे उतर ओ मारिया हे मारिया तुजे म्हाका दी मोजे काळीज तुका वर गोरच्यांनी आठवण हाडल्यार पासून हांव जुजतलो पोंदान मोगा तुका मोजे हांव कोत्तलो तुवें दी म्हटल्यार तुजे पासत जिवांव दितलो तुजे मोगा पासत घर पासून हांव सोडून येतलो ओ मारिया मारिया बेगीन दी म्हाका मोगाचे उतर ओ मारिया हे मारिया तुजे म्हाका दी मोजे काळीज तुका वो
माया मोगाचो येवकार हांव रिची उलयता आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडियो प्रोग्रामार आमी हो प्रोग्राम 104.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयतान ब्रॉडकास्ट करता ओ मारिया दी म्हाका तुजें उतोर कितें म्हणटाय हॅक्टर तुज्या तुज्या जिवनांत तूं खंयचें मारिया आसलें तूं येतालें बस स्टॉपार रावंक ऑटो रिक्षा सेम टायमींग when she came to catch the train at Bandra. Is it the same?
Yeah, I think that's for younger people, maybe. But that's very appropriate song for Valentine's Day weekend. So it's nice to extend the celebration, not to just one day, but at least for the weekend.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts, Hector? Oh, sorry, Shaila, welcome to the program. You also have Shaila giggling away in the corner there.
Yeah, trying to imagine Hector standing at the bus stop.
You know, there was a nice film, Amol Palekar and Vidya. Amol Palekar and Vidya.
Vidya Bala?
No, very, very young. Yeah. I was talking about where Amol Palekar tries to date a young girl at the bus stop. They're both trying to catch the bus at the same time. Garonda. The movie was Garonda, yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us something, Hector. So you seem to have done a lot of research in your later years in life.
I think in our earlier days... Valentine's Day was for couples and all that, but now people are seeming to wish Valentine's Day to everybody. Getting a lot of messages and from various other people in even our school group saying happy Valentine's Day, may you celebrate love and things like that. So it's kind of taken a larger meaning
universal
now. And I think it's nice that you have one day when you focus on not only romantic love but platonic love and familial love.
But is there some history behind this, or is there some sort of a tradition or a practice which you have come across?
I think it's the main thing is, or the prevalent belief is, that it is to honor the death of Saint Valentine, who is the patron saint of lovers, epilepsy and beekeepers.
Epilepsy
and beekeepers.
Epilepsy, I can understand, goes with lovers because you're really tongue tied to say that you love or don't.
But it's also believed that the Catholic Church chose to place this Valentine's Day, the feast, in the middle of September to replace.
Of February.
To Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia, which was a festival of fertility, to welcome the promise of spring. And it was a very boisterous festival, of drinking, merrymaking, and where men and women were paired together by kind of a lottery system. And then some of them got married. So finally, some Pope Galatius banned the celebration of this pagan festival and replaced it with Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
As the Roman Empire slowly started becoming less pagan.
Oh, wow.
So that's the history behind
That's something.
It.
What I received from my friend, you know, was something very hilarious. Surprise your girlfriend this Valentine's Day by introducing her to your wife. Best wishes from Soza Coffins and Cremations Private Limited. Well, that's the only one that I received. Any thoughts that you would like to share, Shaila, on Valentine's Day?
Nothing particular. It's just, I wonder whether, as you said, I've been getting messages from everywhere. And it's been intriguing because I haven't really processed why I'm getting messages from everybody else. But I do wonder whether in our kind of world where there's too much else going on, it's that it provides that kind of respite for people to just reach out and connect. Or whether it's just, you know, there's the whole concept of it being overly commercialized, which everything is.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's interesting. It definitely is universal in a sense. Now.
It has become universal. And of course, commercialization is there. Cards,
flowers.
Roses.
Flowers.
And restaurants. Yesterday, we went to Lynn Mall for this movie. But all the restaurants were packed.
Yeah.
All had bookings.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, even like you see some of the advertising, what they will convince you is a better Valentine's gift than other things. So there's been some quite events that are saying, rather than doing this, you know, take your love of your life to something that I wouldn't consider. So it's quite interesting how the use of that Valentine's Day can be.
Yeah. And in a way, it's good. It kind of... people spend money rather than just keeping it at home, and it helps. I read that the sale of roses in America on this day of about $4 billion.
Yeah, that is true.
So I don't know.
It's good, but...
But did they import it from Mexico, possibly?
No, it's just... I think it's just the concept of... you're right, that the sale of those single red roses is really so high just on Valentine's Day, the cost of it and the...
So very interesting, very interesting.
And there was another article I read that tulips are replacing... roses, beginning to replace, or people are trying to say tulips are more sustainable and all than roses, and they look better, and they last longer and all that.
So it's a competition by the Europeans. Well, on that note, let's listen to another song, which I think would be a bit peppy, of Fulabai.
E fula bai ki te tuji so bai bogar pudi porshi zalar zata tu zorai sarve tu sar hanga to sar tik sar melai garas tu ka polai tana penta te tawai Eu fui lá baitita do de seu pai Bogar por mim, por xizalar, zata do zorai
Sem jeito, sem ranga, tô certo, que ser belai Cores do capô, leita na penta, tenta vai
Aí eu tujei bem, cara, que tu lhe rondo चंद मुझे दौड़े सतत मंद मंडो असा तरी पूर्ण भाग झाला मेंद
तुझा पेंगडा पडू पेट तू हकर मंडला ताट
जोरदार पुणे पडशी जाल्यार जाता तू लावन तका वजस माव करता अरे ये फुला पाय कित तुझी सोबाय मोगार पुणी पोडशी जाल्यार जाता तुझो राय
सरली तू सर हंग तो सर तिक सर बिलाय गरज तुका पोळयताना बेंटा ते दावाय
once more mujha jeeva de ta fog bhai sodku tu jo raag ali kar go mujho mog kela mujho mog bhai kare tujhe bhag मोगार पुणे पडशी जाल्यार जाता कसार
हातलय नाका तुकलय नाका जाता इतर हांवे तुका पार्की लायर अरे जाऊया कसार
जाऊया कसार जाऊया कसार जाऊया कसार जाऊया कसार
बागीतल्या फुलाची दोरीक मनशाक रुसला खूप मोगी काळजा एक जादूच जाता दादोशी देवान मेळिला ते आमकाची काणी खुशालकाई साली वर्सा मोगाची सुखा दुखान ती वाई आमची लव स्टोरी ना दुसरे तू आणि हाव संसारा फोकट एक तू आणि हाव पावो झाले नुशिबान एकदा तू आणि हाव काढता आणि मोना फोडे तू आणि हाव ना दुसरे तू आणि हाव संसारा फोकट एक तू आणि हाव पावो झाले नुशिबान एकदा तू आणि हाव काढता आणि मोना फोडे तू आणि हाव बेता मोनान चितना तुझी तुझी सोबीत काय दिसता डोळ्याशी तुझो वेगळो ठसो ताळो तुमचा मोजे कानाचे बेबी हा तुझो हानी देवान विचून काढली दोघां कोई सांगाती बोरक आठवी सी काढी तुझ्या मोज्या मोगाची खुशाल काही साली वर्षा मोगाची सुखा दुखा दिवाणी आमची लव्ह स्टोरी ना दुसरे तू आणि खाऊ संसारा फोकट एक तू आणि खाऊ पावो झाले नशिबान एकदा तू आणि खाऊ काढता आणि मोना फोडे तू आणि खाऊ ना दुसरे तू आणि खाऊ संसारा फोकट एक तू आणि खाऊ पावो झाले नशिबान एकदा तू आणि खाऊ काढता आणि मोना फोडे तू आणि खाऊ आकडो
tikro Voj sok la moga corosto Zogron rodon moga mikelo Montak to mogu skuto Na dusre tu anika Sam saran Popo e tu anika Favo zalen no shiban Iksan e tu anika Karza anika monam Forever tu anika Na dusre tu anika
तुम्ही ऐकत आहात सुशेगात दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम 104.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयता. आम्ही आयच्या प्रोग्रामार पहिले व्हॅलेंटाईन डे अशें आयकले हेक्टरान बारीक रिसर्च केला काजार जावचे पहिले रिसर्च करून प्रोग्रामाक बारीक रिसर्च केला आणि आमच्या सांगात आसात डिस्टंटान जाऊन पैसल्यान जाऊन आमचं भावतीस कसं आहे रे भावतीस
बरो रिचर्ड माम
रिचर्ड माम नाही रे बापू
रिचर्ड बाप
रिचर्ड
ना कसं आहे कसे कसे जाता तुझी हॉलिडे काही नवे चेडू मिळलेंगी काजारांत
मस्त मिळले
कोणी काणलो ना तुका रे मातोरो कोणी काणलो ना तुका अच्छा भावतीस तुका एक क्वेश्चन तुझ्या चिंतना प्रमाणे व्हॅलेंटाईन डे म्हणजे किती
मुझ्या चिंतना प्रमाणे व्हॅलेंटाईन डे इज अ डे टू एक्सप्रेस युअर लव टुवर्ड्स द लव्ड वन्स ऑफकोर्स इट हॅज टू बी एक्सप्रेस एव्हरी डे बट व्हॅलेंटाईन डे इज अ स्पेशल डे
तू हे काले गेले त्या दिसा काल आलो नी व्हॅलेंटाईन डे काले गेले तू आय
वॉज विथ माय व्हॅलेंटाईन होल डे
कसे चालता तुझे हॉलिडे
हॉलिडे एकदम बरी चालता बरी चालता सगळ्याकडे भोवून आयल्यान आम्ही आता म्हज्या बायलेच्या भावच्या घरा आसा भाऊजीच्या घरा
बॉम्बे
वय वकोला
वकोला
ओके वारे वादळ आगी गरम आगी थंड आगी पाऊस आगी
प्लेझंट आता
प्लेझंट 29 degrees 35 degrees
सकाळी आणि
संजे
प्लेझंट
थंडी
ना गरम आणि काजार झाले
गी ताचे नाही त्याच्या
कोणाचे काजार रे कोणाच्या काजारा गेलो तू
मुझ्या व्हॉट यू कॉल इट सिस्टर्स सन व्हॉट यू कॉल नॉट बाचो व्हॉट यू कॉल इट बांजो बांजा बांजाचे बाचो इज ब्रदर्स सन नो सिस्टर्स सन इज बांजो
बांजो इज इन मराठी मॅन
तर काजार झाले की ना
झाले झाले काजार 6 आणि 7 फेब्रुवारी
तर काजाराक रोस असले आणि परतेपणी असले
ना ताचे काजार हिंदू परमाणांचे झाले
ओके ओके
हिंदू राईट
ओके
दे आर द फेराज अँड ऑल दोज थिंग्स
ओके ओके
देखून पुरा तुका हालेल्ले भाषेन झाले करेक्ट करेक्ट एनिवे तू तुझी सुटी बरी तर एन्जॉय कर पार्टी घे दाळा तू पार्टी घे दाळा
22 तारखेर
आणि पार्टी स्टुडिओ केदला येत आहे तू స్టూడియో అంత
స్టూడియో అంత వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ 20 సెకండ్
ఓకే యా అంటే టుడే అటెండెన్స్ భారీ వీక్ అసలు
వై
ఓకే
అచ్చా ఓకే Some action will be taken against me.
Okay. Right, right.
I like the idea. All three of you are there in the studio today.
We've got another girl here. She's not talking. Doesn't want to talk to you. Anyway.
Okay. You've got another girl. Who's that?
Yeah. We'll tell you when you come.
No. Baptist, you are right. It's only we three.
I know.
Okay. See you, Baptist. Thanks. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks. Bye.
Have a good
night.
Yeah,
bye.
So that was Baptist talking from Bombay, enjoying his time in the city, which is still sizzling and boiling at 29 degrees Celsius. So when we broke off, we talked about leadership, or we said, let's talk about leadership. So there are different types of leaders in the corporate world, at home, and as leaders of the country. What is your opinion of a leader? What should he or she be like?
Because we are
seeing the demonstration of forceful leadership or authoritarian leadership in the United States.
Yeah.
And we are seeing a different type of leadership in New Zealand, in the government, where I don't know whether it's a leader or indecisive or pressurized. We see a different type of leadership.
Collaborative also, because this leadership is not got that leadership has got a sweeping mandate, and this leadership does not have quite the same mandate.
So yeah. What is your view? Let's start with Hector, the man of the day, the Valentine of the day.
Oh God. No. I think it's very interesting as a case study in leadership if you watch what's happening in America. And I think it is kind of, there's that book of, by that I forget that Japanese author who is in this, you know, the failure of liberalization or liberalism.
Mm.
And you can slowly see that happening over the period of time, and especially if you take now Donald Trump, what he's moving at breakneck speed, and he is bypassing all the established institutions of democracy. And I think he's whoever wrote him off have to change their minds, and he's actually shaping the country in his own image of what he wants it to be. And there's no opposition from his own party, I mean from his own Republican. So he has got the presidency, he's got the Senate, he's got the House, he's got the Supreme Court, he's got the churches. They're all, towing his, or he's captured it. So it's one thing to have power, and I think more important is how to use power. And I'm not for him or against him, but it's a good case study. I find it very interesting. If he picks up the phone and speaks to Putin, and now he says he's going to make a deal with him to end the war. Anyway.
I'm just thinking to what Hector said, that, you know, he's got the Senate, he's got the Congress, he's got everyone. He's definitely, I mean, they've got the votes. But I wonder, do they completely agree with everything he's saying and doing, or is it a long game that they're playing? Is it just ride out the 4 years, or you adhere to certain things just because there's some gain in it for them? Yeah. Because he's it's one thing to have an opinion and to execute things and then execute them at that speed without any protocol, really. It's wake up in the morning and just keep signing off things that you want. And it appears that there is no opposition, which is quite interesting. Even the people who are most impacted by some of these things, either they're not impactful enough in their opposition, or the media is just not covering it. I don't know what it is, but we're literally seeing zero opposition.
True.
Well, in my very early days of corporate life, I was given a book by Matsushita, a book written by Matsushita called Not for Bread Alone. And it talks about leadership, what type of leadership that a company like Matsushita developed. You know, they were the pioneers of this bicycle bulb and cook pots and pressure cookers and a lot of household items. And what he did was, his leadership was around, whatever I do, how does it benefit the community? But I sort of cut my teeth in a corporate world which was cutthroat, which was like nothing to do with what benefits the community, how does it benefit my organization, or how do I get my bonuses and how. So what I'm witnessing in the world today is a type of leadership of that corporate world. It has sort of magnified. It has now invaded into the public domain, where the requirements of the community is secondary. I want to shape the community in this form. I want to shape
it's my
this.
Vision.
It's my decision. Like, I was just reading the debate in the Auckland Council this morning in the newspapers, and this is about speed reversals. It's a cabinet decisions. The mayor and Mr. Morris Williams, who are the councillors, said that we cannot annoy the cabinet. Whether the people want it. So I'm finding a leadership which is, once they are in power, I don't want you guys. I want it to be done this way. So is that what we want as a community, as a society?
No. It's interesting, like when you're saying, I agree with you to a certain extent, but then I'm also thinking in terms of business leaders, because you're seeing in this, in the case at hand of the American president, who's a business leader, and our prime minister was also was a business leader. And so there's still two different kinds of styles there, in spite of them both having a corporate background and not so much just a political background. But also in the corporate world, there is that my vision, my way sense. But there is also an economic outcome of that that balances why it works, right? To a certain extent, corporates run because they are profitable. And in the absence of leaders that think like that, perhaps the question
well,
that
look
they...
Look at Elon Musk, okay? I mean, single-handedly, he took over Twitter.
Yep.
Backed out, came back, put those $50 billion on the table and took over. Then he reshaped the whole company the way he wants it. Reshaped the messages the way he wants it. And what he believes the world should be. So, you have the first thing that they have done is taken over the media and threatened the media. So, you have all mainstream media, whether it is electronic or whether it is print or whether it is social media, we have all fallen in line. Single man, money talks. So I'm basically concerned about the fact that is that type of leadership do we want, and does it help everybody?
No, it doesn't. It depends. If it's a very benevolent leader, that's great. But you have to ask whether they are doing it for their own benefit or for the general good. And I think people can... Musk, for example, is perhaps more powerful than the president or equally powerful. Yeah.
Well, that's what they... That's what Washington Post published, you know, where he's sitting behind...
Yeah, the desk, yeah. The
Time
desk.
Magazine, yeah.
I think the Time magazine. Yeah.
But the next day... Donald Trump was at the desk. Musk was standing next to him with his son going around. And he announced what he's doing to the federal bureaucracy. He's just slashed it. And he said, here the bureaucracy, which is not an elected arm of government, but they have got more power than the government, so let us slash them. And his philosophy is sack first and ask. And if we have made any mistake in sacking anyone, we will reinstate them later on. So it's acting with great thing.
But we had a similar situation here when this government got elected last year. They came in and sacked everybody from the government. They just shut down.
In fact, they did it even at the beginning of this year. He's reshuffled people that he perceived.
No, that's the cabinet. Performing. But before that, a lot of people from the bureaucracy got sacked.
Yeah. But in America, it's about tens of thousands of people have been just overnight.
Yeah, but we are not seeing any great gain here and any great outcome. Maybe you have saved a few thousands of or millions of dollars. But what is the outcome?
No, it's outcome is maybe not generally, but it's to show that I can do anything. And he is not an elected person or anything. He's just Musk. He is the richest man in the world.
Well, I don't know whether that gives him the power within a government to do
but
that.
But he's been given the power by
the president.
The president, who must have received several billions of dollars to finance his campaign.
So the other side of this coin is the mind of a person like that. So imagine if you or I were given that kind of power to go into the government, open any book, ask any question, sack anyone. Imagine yourself receiving that mandate. It's basically an open book to do what you want. What's the mind of a person that actually, I mean, it's not just the mind. There's a courage,
ruthlessness, a self
competence that allows them to actually change the life of not one and two people of the world. Because they have that sense of self that they're able to...
That's what I'm saying. You can be given the power. You can have the power. But are you able to use it? And these people... Mm-hmm. I think, and also it's filling up a vacuum. If you see what he has achieved in...
1 month.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
The earlier government has not achieved in 4 years.
But to answer your question, Shaila, I have seen and experienced the unleashing of that unbottled power.
Mm.
Okay, and people using that power, where just like what both Elon and the President of the United States is doing to achieve their objectives. So I have seen it in the corporate world, and I've experienced it also. But my point is that if you then translate that sort of nature to a very narrow level, at your community level or at your parish level or even within your family, if people are ready to accept that, why not accept the type of dictatorial leadership that you have at homes when we grew up? Dad said this, obey it. Or you get thrashed. Or mom says this, obey it, or you get thrashed. A typical principle, what I would call it as a male-dominated approach. Why is that not accepted?
I think it is accepted in some spheres. I think it depends on a background and where you come from. I do think that a lot of human beings are quite happy to be told what to do and will do it. A large population of the percentage of the population, which is what we're seeing, is when you have someone who is loud enough and self-confident enough to lay down the law and not ask for your opinion, people also do conform and fall into line. At the same time, yes, it's not perceived as good leadership because it's not, but there's so many aspects to this because
we must have a look at his popularity ratings, which may come out at the end of 1 month.
Seems tremendously popular right now.
What difference it is between him and Putin? What difference it is between him and Xi Jinping? What difference it
they're
is
all strong men.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. We talk about democratic norms, we talk about democratic processes, but at the same time, if the behavior is non-democratic and we still do not have the courage to stand up and challenge it, or even if it is being challenged in the United States, we are not able to hear it.
Yeah.
Because they have a control over the media. So, how?
I don't think they have a control over the media.
There is a perception that... I mean, imagine if in the U.S., if this was not, a Donald Trump, if it was another race of person, would people accept it as much?
Yeah.
If, for example, Obama behaved in the same way, would the rest, forget about the Americans, would the rest of the world be as silent as they are right now? The very same behavior, if you put it in the Middle East or you put it in Asia.
That's what I mean, even
Modi had a fair amount of people going like, there's... So the fact that the world is just kind of waiting and watching is very interesting. Just because he says it with a bit of a smile once in a while and he dances in a funny way, has that foxed people into believing that it's acceptable.
So that's what I'm alluding to, is that here is a country which stood for freedom, which stood for liberal ideas, which even the universities, some of them, they talk about a huge amount of freedom to say the right or the wrong, which people believe it is right or wrong. And now you have, you're either this, the biggest hit he's done is about either you're a he or a she. There is no going in between. So he's really been very strong.
Conservative,
His church is
so
really...
So in that context, where is freedom of speech and freedom of opinion?
Mm.
Because he's actually not giving you freedom. He's actually taking it away in a sense, isn't it?
Oh, even culture, he's changing. He's sacked all those people from that Kennedy Center. Now, the Kennedy Center in Washington was the biggest one, which had plays and this and all. He said, I'm going to become the chairman, and he sacked everyone, and he will choose what programs they have, what plays they have. He said, they're doing rubbish. I've not watched any program over there or show.
So it is worth pondering, not so much what he's doing, but how much everyone else is not doing. So, for example, if tomorrow one of your Middle Eastern leaders, or if Narendra Modi said, I'm taking over Greenland or Panama, how quiet would the world be? Or if someone said, Gaza is going to be the next, how quiet would the world be? I mean, there's been some murmurings of, you shouldn't say that, you couldn't do that. But essentially, he's gotten away with saying that he's ready to walk into other countries and take territory, and no one's...
But why go that far, Shaila? I mean, we have our own country where there is so much of infighting in the government and leaders, saying that, he doesn't have a good opinion, or he's not... Somebody is going to be the deputy prime minister has, sort of vouched and pleaded on behalf of a murderer, or alleged murderer, as I would say. And he's telling the prime minister, well, your opinion is wrong. And the prime minister is saying, your opinion is wrong. My point is, in a country like this, would we tolerate a leadership that we are seeing in the United States? We have a consultation process, you have this and that, and some of us are frustrated.
Tolerance is dependent on how uncomfortable I am myself. So as long as things don't touch a single person, don't touch me, there's a long leash for tolerance.
A good comment. Huh? I think, Shaila, you really hit the nail on the head. Sitting far away and making comments about some other leadership is nice, but when it hits you...
Yeah, it's easy to tolerate because it's not really impacting.
Mm-hmm. Well... What is your view? Or we listen to some music and say adios for this today's program?
Yeah, this leadership issue, and it'll take, you can have a full hour with...
By the time we come back next week, he'll give us more content to talk about.
Yes, he'll have finished 1 month.
Okay, on that note, we say goodbye to our listeners. Dev bore karumunta, bore dis tumka makta. आणि बरो हप्तो ही मागता तुमका योंच्या हप्त्यात एन्जॉय
Ore zale muci secretari, unon zanti matari.
Go by, do bow boys go to zone.